What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Office of Attorney General's Special Investigative Unit will be looking into the officer involved shooting this week that claimed the life of Hugh Davis. Generally, John, what will Letitia James's office be looking at in this investigation?
Well, basically, they're going to determine whether or not the officer was justified in his shooting. That's really the bottom line here, the kind of the threshold analysis of any of these officer shootings. You've got to ask yourself and look at the totality of the circumstances as to whether or not the officer was justified in shooting the individual, whether or not the officer or others around him feared for their safety and were in danger, and thus warranted the actual firing of the shots.
What type of evidence will the Attorney General's office be going through during this investigation?
Oh, the body cam is going to be key. It always is. So the body cam footage, from my understanding, there were four officers who arrived on the scene at this apartment building to either question or make an arrest of the individual who, got shot. And so all four of them should have had their body cams on. And so obviously you're going to have four separate body cam footages from different angles, depending on where they were standing, on this landing, on this second floor of this apartment building. That's going to be key right there. I mean, that's going to show everything. You're going to hear all that happen. You're going to hear the comments. On top of that, you're going to have, obviously, statements that will be given by all four of the officers as well as to, what happened. The bottom line is, Tom, is the body cam footage shows that this individual, came at one of the officers with a knife. It's going to be, clear cut.
Usually, how long does an investigation like this take and then reach a conclusion?
It depends on the evidence. If the incident occurred outside, you're gonna have the potential of other witnesses, civilians who may have saw what happened. You're gonna want to question them. You may have other video footage of, ring cams at people's houses or a camera on a 7-Eleven or a store that is gonna show perhaps what happened. So, when it happens outside or kind of in a public place, you're gonna have to do a sweep of the neighborhood. Find out if anyone saw this, gather all the video that happened, and then obviously look at any of the body cam footage. In this situation right here, it was inside of an enclosed apartment building. And unless there were cameras, which there very well may be, unless there were cameras that were in the hallways of this apartment complex, all you're going to have is the body cam footage, and all you're going to have is the officer's statements, because apparently there were no other witnesses. The officers went to the apartment. The individual came out of the apartment. They got obviously into some kind of confrontation, and unless there was someone else in the apartment and the door was kind of open there in the apartment, where they could see on this landing, then you got to question those people too, obviously. So it all depends on how many people you got to question, how much video footage is out there. So they vary greatly, and significantly depending on where the actual incident took place.
And usually in these cases, how often is it proven that the officers were justified and was self-defense?
the majority of times. I can't remember any cases, frankly, where you know, under my watch as DA, where the Attorney General found that it was an unjustified shooting. You know, the vast majority of times, the officers are doing the right thing. They're protecting themselves or their colleagues from, you know, harm, and they use appropriate measures here. So, you know, very, very rarely does an officer, you know, involved shooting arise at a level of where that officer now is going to get charged.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.